Hi, I'm Asha Tomlinson.
And I'm David Common.
And we're hosts of CBC Marketplace. We're award-winning investigative journalists that want to help you avoid clever scams, unsafe products, and sketchy services.
Our TV show has been Canada's top investigative consumer watchdog for more than 50 years, but this is our first podcast.
CBC Marketplace podcast is available now on the CBC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Tom Harrington.
This is very much still a search and rescue mission.
Maryland Governor Wes Moore says six people are still missing after the collapse of a major bridge. Two have been rescued from the cold waters of Baltimore Harbor. Early this morning, a cargo ship struck the Francis Scott Key Bridge, causing it to tumble into the river. The vessel reportedly lost power and issued a Mayday call. Jennifer Homendy is chair of the National Transportation Safety Board, which is investigating the incident and the ship.
The team of experts include experts in nautical operations, and what they're going to look at and begin to collect is information on vessel operations, safety history, safety record.
The missing victims were part of a road crew fixing potholes. President Joe Biden is promising the federal government will pay the entire cost of rebuilding the vital bridge. In Washington, the U.S. Supreme Court is hearing arguments on whether to limit access to the abortion pill. Outside the court, competing protesters made themselves heard.
Ectopic pregnancy is estimated to occur.
The pill called mifepristone accounts for two-thirds of abortions in the United States. The Biden administration is appealing a lower court decision restricting the pill's availability. This is the High Court's first abortion case since its ruling 2 years ago overturning Roe v. Wade. That 1973 decision recognized the right to an abortion whilst constitutionally protected. A British court has ruled Julian Assange can't immediately be extradited to the U.S. on espionage charges. It is a partial victory for the WikiLeaks founder. Two High Court judges say they will grant Assange a new appeal unless American authorities guarantee he won't face the death penalty if he's sent to the United States. The ruling extends Assange's legal saga, which has dragged on now for more than a decade. A parliamentary committee will examine how two scientists working at Canada's top infectious disease lab were able to share sensitive information with the Chinese government. Both scientists were fired, but MPs want to know how they got there in the first place. Tom Perry has that story.
Call the meeting to order. Welcome to
MPs trying to figure out what went wrong, how two scientists studying deadly viruses at the National Microbiology Lab in Winnipeg were able to share what they learned with China's Communist Party.
Mr. Chair, this is a grave and serious matter.
Conservative MP Michael Chong put forward the motion calling on the committee to launch an inquiry. It passed unanimously with only minor tweaks, but with a warning from Liberal MP Yasser Naqvi.
This cannot turn into a political show.
The committee has agreed to call several witnesses, including the head of the Public Health Agency of Canada, the head of the Canadian Security Intelligence Service, Health Minister Mark Holland, and Public Safety Minister Dominic LeBlanc. Tom Perry, CBC News, Ottawa.
At least two people have been found dead following the latest fire at a homeless encampment in St. John, New Brunswick. As Nicolas Seguin reports, it's been a dangerous winter for the city's growing number of homeless people.
A search for shelter turned deadly as a small tent hidden in a cluster of trees near a busy road burst into flames.
Upon arrival, the fire was quickly put out and the bodies of two unidentified individuals were discovered.
Acting Staff Sergeant Matthew Weir of St. John Police says identifying the two people who died could take days or even weeks. This is just the latest fire to take a homeless person's life in St. John. In January, a 44-year-old man died just down the road. In February, four people narrowly escaped a tent fire. And also this winter, a homeless man lost half his leg to frostbite after sleeping outside on a freezing night with wet feet. St. John's homeless population has more than doubled in 2 years. The city's mayor, Donna Reardon, released a statement Tuesday saying she feels for the victims' families, noting the response to this crisis has to pick up speed. Nicola Sagan, CBC News, Halifax.
And that is your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Tom Harrington. Thanks for listening.